He was known around Washington as Good Time Charlie for his love of drinks and women. And his life story became a Hollywood movie starring famed actor Tom Hanks.
Congressman.
No. You get to call me Charlie. Can we get you a drink?
The 2007 film Charlie Wilson's War introduced a new generation to the exploits of Texas Congressman Charlie Wilson and his role in shaping the future of Afghanistan.
What is U.S. strategy in Afghanistan?
Well, strictly speaking, we don't have one, but we're working hard on that.
Who's we?
Me and three other guys.
Wilson was a member of the Appropriations Committee in the U.S. House of Representatives and used his position to help buy Afghan fighters weapons, including Stinger missiles that inflicted heavy damage on Soviet gunships. In 2008, Wilson talked to VOA about why he decided to take action.
I got involved in Afghanistan because I went there and I saw what the Soviets were doing, and I saw the refugee camp.
Wilson said he was looking down on a refugee camp from a hillside.
All of a sudden, the horror and the cruelty really became so just like a violent wave that passed over me, and that's what did it. And I was determined that although I might not could do much, that as long as I could do anything, I was going to try to make the Soviets pay for that.
MJ Gohel, an expert on South Asia and executive director of the London-based Asia Pacific Foundation, says Wilson's efforts changed the region and the world.
Wilson has to be given the credit for delivering a major defeat to the Soviet Union at a time when the Soviet Union was a threat to the free world.
Gohel says what no one could have predicted at the time was how Wilson's support for Afghanistan's Mujahideen would encourage Muslims from around the world to rally to their cause, or what would come as a result.
This led to a new kind of threat to the West, and of course the events that eventually ended with 9/11 and the other acts of terrorism that we have seen since then.
Wilson said one of his regrets was that he was not able to get more funding for schools, hospitals, and roads in Afghanistan once the Soviets finally left. Still, he remained optimistic.
I would just tell the Afghan people that I still love them and that I hope that somehow we find a way to achieve a military tranquility.
Wilson died Wednesday from a heart attack in his home state of Texas. He was 76. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.